Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 90 of Confessions of an Actress. I'm your host, Meredith Patterson, and I decided to do this 90th episode with just me, even though I keep flirting with the idea of actually interviewing someone again, which I will. I really wanted to just do an episode with just me because this, you know, this podcast has turned into kind of a journaling, if you will. I actually went back and listened to some early episodes, and, you know, it's gone through so many different levels of where I was really trying to make it a show, and then, you know, the pandemic happened, and then everything just kind of shifted, and it got really political, and you know, that's life, right? That's the chronicling of it. And that's where I feel that it's an evolution. And it is called Confessions of an Actress for a reason, because I'm confessing. I don't really plan these episodes, you guys. I really don't. I'm actually here, you know, right before I'm about to go to bed, and decided to pop on and do this episode because I have a lot of thoughts going on. You know, I am still in the game. I have a wonderful manager and agent who I adore, finally. And, you know, not that I haven't adored some of my reps in the past, but I've had some issues with some of them. With just, you know, power hungry and pushing me in the wrong direction. And I love my reps. I love my manager and my agent. And I can't seem to get any traction. You know, I've been putting myself on tape throughout, you know, all of, gosh, before the pandemic, really, and I just don't get any work. I don't get callbacks. I don't get a lot of callbacks. I did get one, which I know I talked about, and I just went in for another Broadway show, and I'm just feeling tired. I'm feeling tired, guys. And if you follow me on Facebook, I wrote all about this, about momentum and about success. And, you know, when you have that success momentum, it's so easy to keep bouncing off of that feeling, that energy, that work, that positivity. And I really mean it. And if you haven't read it, go to my Facebook page at Meredith Patterson Actress and read it, because it's pretty raw. And it resonates. You know, I, you guys know I'm vulnerable. I'm open. I write how I feel. I talk about stuff. I don't even really probably shouldn't talk about some of the stuff, I'm sure. I just had one of my really good friends read my book. And she said, "Oh my God, I didn't even know any of that happened to you." And what's funny is that, you guys, sometimes in the moment I compartmentalize it because I have to get through my show or my filming or whatever's going on in my life, and I don't share it. I don't feel, it's very strange. I think I would have been a very interesting famous person. And I say that because I'm more comfortable sharing things in an audience or to an audience than I am sometimes one-on-one. Unless of course it is, you know, somebody I'm very close to who I trust. And that circle's small, you guys. That circle's very small. And strangely, I confess things on this podcast that I sometimes wouldn't tell some of my colleagues or friends. And so when they read my book, they go, "I had no idea you were going through that." And I said, "Well, because I'm trying to put on an air of everything's okay." You know, I'm sometimes trying to put it on an air, as we do, that everything is fine. I even wrote a song called "Everything Is Fine." And I have, from a young age, learned that's the way I take care of myself. And you guys, I'm just feeling so many layers of so many things, which is why I popped on to do this episode, because, like I said, I had a Broadway audition, which would bring me back to New York. I'm still here in Whitefish. And I'm also struggling with just wanting to perform and wanting to, you know, also sometimes not wanting to perform, sometimes just wishing I had money that I could just maybe hang up my hat for a little bit and try to figure this out, because it's a hard life, guys. And I never thought I would be anything but successful. I never thought. I thought hard work, success, really hard work, and discipline and perfectionism and all of the things that I did and have done, and my standards are so high with myself. And also my expectations, as my husband tells me all the time, I have massive expectations of myself and of my life and of my career. And I never really got there, guys. As much success as I have had, I have never truly reached the level that I expected myself to. And I don't mean it in an ego way. I mean it in a way of what I saw for myself, what I envisioned, what I dreamed for myself, and what I worked towards. I am, you know, I connect with people like, you know, I just watched this documentary. If you guys haven't seen it, one of my favorite people in the world is Janet Jackson. And I just watched this Janet, I believe it's on Hulu. It is a documentary about her and her life. And she's, you know, talking about her life and her sensitivity and her, her career, all of it. And I'm like, that's that level is where I saw myself. That level, which is so crazy to think of. But I don't know why I never thought it was impossible for me. And so it's so rare that anybody gets that place, guys. Nobody does but her and a few other people in the world. And I don't know, you guys, it really, to me, as I think back, and I went to, you know, one of my first concerts was Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation. And I remember watching her, and I wasn't even one of those kids. I was probably 13 at the time, I think, 13 or 14. And I remember sitting in the audience and watching her and studying her. And I wasn't screaming, one of those screaming fans. I was actually studying her moves and her, how she took stage and how polished she was. And I thought, oh my God, how can I get there? What do I have to do? And I really, really, to the depths of my soul, believed I would get to that level. But I also know, with some of the emotional ups and downs I've had in my business and my career, I don't know that I would have survived, you guys. I mean that really literally and figuratively and emotionally. I am extremely sensitive, and I know that if I had any kind of fame like that, and eyeballs on me, and, you know, I mean, I think I couldn't even handle some of the, back in the day when all that chat had a thread on Broadway World about me versus Kate Levering and who was better. And it was so, it's so ridiculous to think of now, because I was like, I just had to turn off my computer. I didn't have to like look at the comments of who thought who was better and blah, 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 and then be able to perform. But I can't even imagine the level of scrutiny and anger and comments. And if you watch this documentary, she talks about it briefly, even just about something as stupid as the Super Bowl nipple reveal, which sorry guys, back then I thought was so dumb that everyone was freaking out. I'm like, it's a boob. It's a nipple. Who gives a shit? So anyway, for me, I'm like, the scrutiny she got over that, I don't think I would have survived it, guys. I would have been like a total drug addict, or I would have just mentally gone off the deep end. I don't know. So I say all this because sometimes I think whoever is running things up there in the sky or in the universe or whoever you believe or whatever you believe, I think they may know better. Because I truly believe that I am meant to be a mother of these beautiful spirits that I brought into the world, or that were brought into the world, these human beings that I'm raising, which are my sons, I think that this is, I don't know, as much as I'm struggling with wanting so badly to be performing and making a living, I look at somebody like Janet and I look at like that level of commitment and that level of time, and I would be consumed with it. And I wouldn't have good relationships in my life and marriages and, you know, as beautiful as she is, she just, you know, seems to me in this documentary to be struggling with having a man be committed to her and be good for her and aligning herself with somebody who is amazing. And I'm so lucky right now to have aligned myself with someone who has that same drive and fire and commitment and hard work and passion about this business. And I think what's so hard, guys, is that I want the same for myself as I see in my husband. I want both of us to be this powerhouse entertainment couple. And I'll go back to a conversation I had with him the other day. My expectations are way too high. So that's going to be my next. I don't even know how to lower them, guys. I don't. And what's so funny is that I have such high expectations, but I will live in such a low maintenance situation to be able to have the space to be creative. I'm not somebody who needs a lot of fancy stuff. Do I want it? Oh my God, yes. Do I want a Tesla? Yes, I do. I'm just being totally honest. Do I want to be glamorous and, you know, be on a private jet wearing, you know, Chanel No. 5 perfume and I don't even know what kind of designer, Armani probably? Yes, I do. Absolutely. I would look great in money, everybody. And it's not that I don't want that. I'm trying to balance my life as much as I can so that I can thrive on all sides. That's my confession, you guys. I need to thrive on all sides. This Broadway show that I might get would take me away from my boys, and it's heartbreaking. It breaks my heart to even think about it. I don't want to do that. I want them to come with me, but I don't want to take them away from their life. So there's all these layers to it, guys, that I'd never had before. And it's hard. It's very hard. It's a hard balance. And I'm going through it. I just feel like I'm constantly struggling. And I'm not constantly struggling because I have moments of feeling like this is where I'm supposed to be. And I started working on my second book, Sunday Letters from Moscow, which is going to be interesting. I'm going to try to make it as positive as I can because it was positive. It was a great journey. But it's got a lot of layers to that. And I'm going to have to go through that journey again and go through those memories and go through that time and document it because it is so important for me to do that for my family. I'm doing it for everybody else who ends up reading it and anybody that it inspires or whatever emotion it brings out in you. That's the art of writing, but I'm really doing it deep down for my boys and for my family and for stories that will live on when I'm gone. And maybe that's what I'm meant to do, guys. I don't know. Maybe I'm meant to perform here and there right now, and I meant to write down my stories. I just feel like I have so much more to give. I feel like I'm so young. I don't really feel like I'm almost 50, which I'll be in like 3 years, 3 and a half. I just don't feel like I feel like I have so much time. But as the Buddhists say, that is the thing that we think we have, is time. And we don't know. So I can only follow my gut. I can only do what I feel my heart is telling me to do. And I'm going to keep at it, you guys, because I can't not. I can't not perform and be creative. It is who I am. It is what I was meant to do on this earth. And so I will just keep going. And I will keep documenting that on this podcast, even if no one's listening to it. Honestly, I say that so many times because I don't know. I've been doing this since 2018, and it's not made me more than like $100. It's a legitimate answer to the question. I think a fan asked me, how much money does my podcast make? $100. That's all I've made at this point. And that's okay. You know, I do things and I am creative and I do what I can, when I can, how I can. And, you know, sometimes I use my microphone on my phone like I'm using now, and sometimes I've used a fancier mic. I don't know. I think what I'm saying maybe will resonate. But I'm going to conclude this episode with the fact that being an actor, an actress, a dancer, a singer, a creative, a writer, producer, whatever I am now, is hard. But it's the hard that we sign up for. We dream big and we think, oh, that hard is not going to be forever. And once I get up to the heights of this business, I will be up there forever. And that's not true. For those of you who may be listening who are at the height of their career, it will dip, even for Janet Jackson. So if it dips for her, everybody, it's going to dip for the rest of us. So be ready for those dips. You know, have a full life and thrive on all sides. Okay? That's what I'm trying to do, everybody. I really am. And here's to that. And thank you so much for listening, as always. Take care of yourself. Remember, bliss is your birthright. And I forgot the other thing that I used to say all the time. I now know. Have vision for what you want, but be grateful for where you are every single day. And actually talking through this episode has helped me come back to gratitude. That's how I like to go to sleep at night, you guys, and wake up in the morning with gratitude. So thank you.